The post-match interview.
We're down into the victorious Geelong rooms where Darren Parkin is waiting patiently alongside star cat Tim Kelly.
Thank you, guys. I've got Tim Kelly here. And Tim, obviously, last week, four goals up, a bit of a fade-out late, and a few of the midfielders obviously really keen to atone. Must have been really pleased with that response today.
Yeah, definitely. We thought it was a four-quarter effort, compared to last week. So, good to... I'm not exactly sure the exact numbers in terms of clearances, but it was good for most of us to, get our hands on the ball and obviously get the ball going forward.
You obviously haven't been there for the whole Geelong-Hawthorn rivalry over the last decade, but I'm sure you're aware of how big it is. In terms of your own preparation, is it a bigger one? Is it one where you sort of circle it on the calendar knowing that, Easter Monday, Hawthorn, that it's a really big deal?
Yeah, look, I actually said early in the week that, never been a Geelong supporter or a Hawthorn supporter before donning the hoops, but I've always had a massive interest as a footy fan into this game. I've always circled it and made time before I've started my AFL career, so I'm very privileged to be a part of these big games. And obviously the rivalry, there is a build up all week, so you do get caught up in it, but it is a big game, and you do want to. The best players want to perform well in these games.
Tim, thanks for joining us. Tom King up in the K-Rock box alongside Darren Berry, Lee Brown, Mark Neal and Heath Buck. Whatever your football future holds, are you glad you'll be able to say whatever happens at the end of your career, you got to play with Gary Ablett Jr.?
Yeah, look, obviously, he's an all-time great of the game, isn't he? So, I'm very privileged to be able to run outside along him and, Joel Selwood, Paddy, Big Hawk, some other all-time greats as well. So, I look very lucky.
You got 36 points clear when Paddy gold at the six-minute mark, but they pulled it back to under three goals. Some nerves out there or some concern that, they might overrun you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it always sort of runs across your mind. But, in those moments, that's where your leaders stand up. That's where you try and, obviously we'll challenge and you got to galvanise as a group and just get back to, doing the fundamentals right, winning each contest, just taking it contest by contest. And eventually we ended up, getting control of the ball and I thought, we're able to sort of milk the clock a little bit and obviously get the ball going forward and get the game back on our terms.
Tim, Darren Berry upstairs, congratulations today. But equally, mate, the 28 games you played for the club, we've loved calling all of them on K-Rock Footy. And just to enlighten our listeners, in the off-season, the club obviously came under a little bit of scrutiny for strange reasons, I felt. But there seems to be a real difference in the way the team's going about it. In particular, Tim, with the forward pressure and the forward presence on the ball throughout the entire game.
Yeah, look, I think it was well documented in the off-season that, with the list we've got, it was a pretty poor exit last year, making the, scraping into the finals and getting blown out of the park by Melbourne. But obviously our forward line, it's been an area where we've liked to have a bit better, contested players. And obviously we'd like for the ball to stay in our forward line longer. And, I think... our recruiting staff, addressed that in the off-season. We've, obviously brought in Gary Rowan, Luke Dowhouse, Tommy Adkins.
Yep.
We've got Brian Myers, who's at the start of pre-season, he probably wasn't thinking that he'd be, playing round one, and he's played every game now. But, those guys are just playing their roles and playing to their strengths, and that's what we love about them.
You mentioned the centre clearances. They were certainly down in the first half. I don't know whether that was addressed at half time, but a big turnaround by you and your midfield in the second half. But I want to probably focus more, Tim, on the ruck work by Reece Stanley, because he's been a much maligned player, and for mine, the most improved player this year. He's been fantastic in the opening five rounds.
Yeah, big Reece, he definitely has. I think all the boys have got around him today. He had a massive... obviously, we challenge Reece from week to week. Obviously, if he can palm the ball down into good positions for us, and and then his second efforts, his third efforts, his ability to be another midfielder for us at ground level is massive. And obviously, his work rate, he's very athletic. He can run all day and work hard, go forward and kick goals. So I thought today was probably one of his best games of the year. So
agree.
Yeah, like you said, I think he's definitely one of the most improved players this year.
Speaking with Geelong star Tim Kelly on K-Rock Footy, here's Mark Neild.
Tim, well done on today's game and also the start to the season that you've had personally and also your team. Yep. Mate, just on those centre clearances, Chuck touched on it. In the first half, Hawthorn certainly on top in that area and you know, we were talking about it at half-time. But in the second half, there was almost a domination by you guys, and I think in the end you finished up having more centre clearances than the Hawks.
Yep.
What did you talk about at half-time with in regards to that?
Yeah, look, we just didn't want to. We felt like we were playing Russian roulette a little bit. So our mids were sort of we're all kind of guessing where the ball's going to go in terms instead of honouring the body a little bit more and going to it late, just playing the game in a contest, which naturally is our strengths. I thought we don't like to single out guys, but
come on, mate.
I mean, Joel Selwood came, into the coalface in that second half, in particular that third quarter, and I felt like he had a massive influence around the ball. We love what he does, out in the wing, and obviously it's been documented this year that he's taken up a new role and putting the team first and going out into the wing and letting other guys like myself, enjoy more time in the mid. But, I thought, especially in that third quarter when the game was really on the line, he stood up.
Yeah, thank you. That's a fantastic insight. Just one more thing, and Chuck asked you about your forward line makeup, and you've got guys in there, and you mentioned that it was a focus to try and trap the footy in there and spend more time in there. With the different makeup of the forward line, has that changed for your midfield group about how you deliver the footy in there at all?
No, not really. If anything, it's actually made it easier. A lot of our guys, they don't quite care how the ball goes in as long as it's getting in. So that's the great thing about the guys we've got there. They're ready. They're ready for a contest, and that's how they play their best footy. So obviously they'd like it from time to time. I'm sure they'd like it lace out, but they understand, especially in big games. When we're playing some really good contested sides, the ball's not going to be coming in as pretty. But again, that's playing to their strengths.
Tim Lee Brown, well done today on the win and your game personally. Tom Atkins is one who went in that midfield mix in that second half as well. We thought he added some real grunt around the ball. But those younger guys, they're getting some real opportunities in different positions this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, Tommy, he did come into the mid a lot more in the second half. And I think it was Parfitt. I think he copped a knock to the quad in that third quarter. Or it was either a knock or a strain. Quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure, but I know he was out in the third quarter and didn't play the rest of the game. So I think that that's where the sort of more midfield time for Tommy came towards him. But look, again, he's ready. He's been playing as an inside mid for a number of years, and from what we've seen at training, he can definitely hold his own in there. So I think as the year goes on, you'll definitely find him more and more spending more time in the mid.
One of your veterans, Harry Taylor, really wound back the clock today. We saw him pushing forward hard. Is that something you spoke about during the week against the inexperienced Hawthorn key forwards, or is that something that he does on game day when he feels he's got a good matchup?
Yeah, look, it's not something we've spoke about a whole lot, but obviously our defenders back there, they defend so well. They've been rock solid all year. In particular, H, Stewie Blitz, those guys down there, they've been unreal for us all year, and obviously we want them getting up in the game, getting involved, and especially guys like H and Blitz, who are really good aerobic runners. It's good to be able to defend your opponent and then test them out and see how far up the ground they'll go with you, and ask questions of them. It's good.
Tim, last one from us. We really appreciate your time. Great to hear you on K-Rock Footy. Since you come to the club, somewhat of a mature player, albeit I think only 21 or 22 when you arrived, who has had the biggest influence on you down there? Has it been a coach or a player, or is there someone that has really taken you under their wing and shown you the ropes of AFL footy?
Oh, look, it's pretty hard to narrow it down to just one.
Yep.
Like I said, I've been very lucky that I've got, such mentors that I do. From the coaches, stems down to the playing group. Guys like Gaz, Joel, Paddy, Mitch Duncan, just their knowledge that, they've gained over years. I've, in certain ways, it's been able to fast track me. Those guys and the coaches start giving me great confidence to be able to, do what I do each week. So, I'm very proud of the boys. It was a great win today.
Tim, looking forward to the Eagles now. Obviously, a very quick turnaround, 6 days after consecutive 9-day breaks. It'll be, I suspect, a very quiet week on the track.
Yeah, it definitely will be. I hope so. They're always good weeks. We tend to like the quick turnarounds, but... obviously another big challenge, and we have to make sure that we'll be at our best to be able to beat them.
Would you like a dollar for every time somebody mentions that that's a club you might be playing for next year this week?
Do you be a rich man?
Yeah, obviously been mentioned a few times, but that's all right. I've moved on pretty quickly, and really enjoying my time, not only with the club but in Geelong as a whole. So. I think my footy's showing that,
Absolutely. We really enjoy watching you play, Tim. It's been a pleasure over the last season and a quarter to have you in the hoops wearing the number 11. Great stuff. Well done this afternoon. Can't wait to see you Sunday afternoon back at GMHBA Stadium.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for having me.
Tim Kelly, great to have him on K-Rock Footy in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar.
The post-match interview.